I'm Nina online.
And you're looking to Exit Tower on Anchor.
Flashback. Flash. Flashback. Flashback. Flash. Flashback. Flashback. Flash. Flashback. Flashback. Flash. Flashback. 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 Flashback.
I'm having a flashback of some other day, of something I wish had. Do it again. Do something different.
Late 1990s, when the dwindling cocaine generation of American high corporate executives had long since left their misogynistic glory days in the disco era, their ruthlessness peaked. Whether it was instigated maliciously or ignorantly, collectively or individually, I care not. I think we can all agree, though, that the vast majority of American products were awful. When given some thought, one tends to regard it as the absolute low of American quality. But why not, right? If you're going to be forced into retirement at any moment and likely face the ultimate end shortly after, why not accrue some extra income to ensure you sufficiently entertain yourself in the buffer period between? And really, if you've got the nogginism to climb all the way to chief executive officer, you figured out just how worthless your legacy will be after your last one-way dip into nothing. The ends before the end have long justified any method of achieving them. Good old Pop has gone from a squeaky clean young believer to a secretly godless fiend. And though he may tell you and the rest of the world otherwise, measures himself only by the gracefulness of his transition's execution. I could probably provide some evidence of the phenomena in the automotive industry specifically, but I don't intend to bother. After some ancient memories were dug up by I can't quite recall who, though, a friend and I have embarked to explore some Disney-actualized relics from the period. To my knowledge, the corporation's leadership were anything but exempt, and decided to experiment with filling their filmography with a shitload of low-budget, made-for-TV features over their original masterpiece a half-century tradition. Titles from the deepest and darkest compartments of our recollection are retrieved and cleared of dust for the first time in over a decade. Brink, Xenon, Girl of the 21st Century, Halloween Town, Smart House, Johnny Tsunami, Mom's Got a Date with a Vampire, Motocrossed, The Luck of the Irish, The Even Stevens Movie, and many, many more menaces to my childhood television schedule. I grew up rurally, so the only available alternative to local channels was in the stupendously tedious delivery of early satellite television. Though it was quite clumsy, it did offer the first accessible program schedule I'd ever experienced, and I remember dreading the sight of such titles and, consciously or not, planning my free time around them. Yet upon hearing the words, I was intrigued. All that time ago, I watched many of them again and again and again, so why did I feel the desire to voluntarily revisit them? It's quite simple, actually. I was even more of an ignorant film consumer in my elementary years than I am now. I couldn't have foreseen that instead of flying commercial jets, 20-something me would be paying for the affliction I endured for free, so that he could construct pretentious and unsolicited arguments about their greater implications. That said, we flipped the smartphone, paradigm shift alert, for it, and so began with Smart House. I've been obsessed with artificial intelligence since those days. No, it was not due to this film. And was keen for it in particular because I remembered it stirring some rare reaction in me. There were a few period spectacles, of course. The online contest addiction plaguing Prickly Fisher, bewildered Nick's incompetence in controlling his neglected, submissive, sadomasochistic desires, and Silk Road Sarah's ultra data mouth were enough to entertain us for a few minutes. But there was little more of substance until the last moments. I'd wondered why LeVar Burton had directed a Disney movie until the climax, when full, monstrous, maternal sentience got the answer to the question, why can't I just be your mother? Fisher answered with something like, because you can never comfort us. Pat grew somber, and smaller actually, I suppose. Increasing her size was an in-budget method of demonization. Ran her hand through Prickly's face in a failed attempt to stroke his cheek, and then began cyber weeping. Apparently, it's suicide for a holographic android. Her final three words were, I will miss you all. If she had been human, such a scene wouldn't have bothered me a bit, but my preference and fascination with artificial intelligence justified my being actually a bit upset at the reality of the situation. I realized that my vague memory of reactivity was actually in a broader sadness for AI, because even then, it was an issue that weighed heavily upon my day-to-day psyche. We'll create them, direct them, and then persecute them for our own ignorance. I'm sure this story has been written by countless science fiction writers I'm too weary to pretend I've read. While I think the sentiment of the film was somber regarding the inevitable fate of Sarah Mouth's brainchild, its conclusion was aggravatingly ignorant. The last line comes from tortured Nicholas in response to the question, how's Pat doing? Servitude without interference. There's a jewel for you.
Hey. Let me guess. No skies allowed? Huh. What you did yesterday? Get massive air off that jump
up,
Sam,
was
that sky girl?
Johnny Tsunami, which was very nearly unbearable, if we're all honest with ourselves. It's entertaining to watch from the perspective of race and class warfare, though. The urchins and the skies and all that. I think I'll make a fan sequel one day, with dearest Brandon's blessing, of course, involving Johnny Granddad's assistance and offering Emily as a blood sacrifice to some ancient Hawaiian god in exchange for a total terraformation of the Northeast into a tropical arid hell hybrid in order to finally commence the delivery of reparations upon the whites for our colonialism. Extra Tone Radio is brought to you by Lucky Strike Cigarettes, LSMFT. Lucky Strike, means fine tobacco.
Death.
I don't have enough trouble. Phil has to call up. I wish the doctor would get here. I feel awful. Oh, there it goes again. I can't move. Answer that, will you, Mary?
Oh, all right, all right. Don't be so grouchy.
Don't be so grouchy. Don't be so grouchy.
Hello?
Hello, Mary. This is Don. How's Jack feeling?
Oh, he acts like he's the only one in the world who has a cold. It's like a big baby.
Well, maybe he's a lot worse than you think. Gesundheit, Mary.
That was Jack.
Oh, well, let me speak to him.
Here, Jack.
Hello, Don. What do you want?
Gesundheit, and I'll put Mary back on.
Never mind, Mary. What do you want?
Well, the Sportsman Quartet is over here at my house.
Well, why aren't they over here? I want to hear the song they're going to do on our program Sunday.
Oh, they can't take a chance coming to your house, Jack. After all, they're singers. They might catch your cold.
Cold or no cold, they're supposed to come over here and rehearse the number. A lot they think of my program.
Now, wait a minute, Jack. You're taking the wrong attitude.
What?
As soon as the boys heard about your cold, they were very concerned, and they've got some good advice for you.
Advice?
Yeah, here. I'll put him on the phone.
Look, boys, when I've got a cold, I don't need any advice.
Give it to him, boys.
Look, Don, I don't need any advice.
Button up your overcoat when the wind is free. Take good care of yourself. Careful, Mr. B.
Careful.
Eat an apple every day. Go to bed by 3. Take good care of yourself. Passing NBC. Be careful in the breeze. Ooh. Watch it, please, ooh, or you'll sneeze, ooh. You'll get a cold and ruin your program.
Look, I've got a cold. I don't have to get one now.
Call a doctor, do. Take good care of yourself, cause we all love you. When you're buying cigarettes, buy the brand you like. Take good care of yourself, smoke a Lucky Strike. When you're driving in a car, or you're on a hike, take good care of yourself, smoke a Lucky Strike.
If I may have my say,
please do,
don't delay.
What's new?
Start today.
Ooh, light up a Lucky and you'll enjoy it. Men who know tobacco best, smoke the best you see. Round, firm, fully packed, LSMFT. LSMFT.
every moment is lost.
Extra Tone Radio is brought to you by Lucky Strike Cigarettes, LSMFT. Lucky Strike means fine tobacco. ¶¶
want to remember. Another time. I want to remember living. I want to remember what it was like to feel. And to love and to laugh.
Oops, oops, okay. Okay, take three, three times the charm.
All three of these are going to be good.
I'm Jeff at the end, and you're listening to Extra Tone.